Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Assistant Director of RSVP, Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, Sherry Riley. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you making time for us once a month. You've got a very unique program here, working with retired and senior individuals, lining them up with some volunteer opportunities. And here we have a couple opportunities coming up.
Yeah, so it was just pen pal season in grade schools, and we had a classroom in West Marshall last year, but there was some timing this year with teacher changes and things. We didn't get a chance to do it this year, but I'm excited that I have a meeting with them for next week to plan for next year. And then I have a meeting with someone in the Marshalltown School District to plan for next year as well. So we're going to be needing a bunch of fun adults to be pen pals with school children next year.
Okay, so explain to me, how does this work?
So what happens is we pair you up with a child. You don't meet that child. You're just exchanging letters with them until the very end of the school year. And then like late April, May, sometime around there, we have a pen pal party at the school. And that's when the seniors who have been writing to these kids all year get to meet their pen pal. And the kids get to show off what they've learned and how meaningful the partnership has been to them. And the kids just love it. I mean, some of the excitement that they've shared, they're just like gleeful when their pen pals show up.
Yeah, it's kind of like a reveal of, who can I finally put a face to the name or the handwriting, even if it's written in handwriting. I imagine that also adds kind of a personal touch too.
Right. And we have to prompt them not to write in cursive and things like that. But our oldest pen pal this year was 97 years old.
Okay. So anybody can truly sign up, retired and seniors can sign up for this one. So is there like a survey or anything that they fill out so there's a matched interest? Or how do they get the partner? Is it just random?
It's pretty random, yeah. I mean, we just have our volunteers and we just invite them to participate. And if they say yes, then we try to match boys with men and girls with women. But, you know, there's just not as many men in that age group as there are women. So we do the best we can.
Okay. And how could people sign up if they wanted to be interested in being a pen pal then?
You know, our volunteer application is on our website. And there's one of the areas of interest is educational. And you can do things like reading buddies and mentoring, tutoring, and pen pal.
Okay. Other opportunities on that, or what are kind of you trying to find out from your volunteers on that application? Like what are some other areas that they could say that they're interested in?
So we do a lot with health and wellness. There's opportunities for a senior fitness leadership where just, you know, in any community where there's a room and someone who's interested in leading it, you can build community around movement. And so we encourage people to build a base. We call them balance, agility, strength, and endurance base. So a base class is like 1 or 2 days a week. The leader, there's some videos they watch to prepare, and then they just lead a group. One started in Colo about 6 months ago, and it went from like 0 to 60 in no time flat. Those people there, there's like almost 40 people who attend, and they made matching T-shirts, and they're just loving it. And there's a whole bunch in Hamilton and Webster counties, but it's something we're looking to bring into Marshall County as well, and it'd be real suitable for smaller communities that don't have gyms.
Yeah, yeah, great way to keep yourself active and keep those joints moving, and that's pretty key.
Build community around it.
Yeah, you can make it what you are. Like you said, the group there made a T-shirt, so you can really kind of turn it into however you want to see it. And, you know, Sherry, volunteering is really integral in every part in every community. No matter kind of where you look, there's probably a volunteer that's involved somehow.
Yeah, I mean, you and I were talking about the Boy Scouts a few minutes ago. I mean, every aspect of life, there are volunteers involved, and we don't see them necessarily until somebody asks us to be one. And then when you're asked to be a volunteer, it's like, oh, I have something to contribute. I have a way to give back. And the reason we do what we do at RSVP is because we recognize that people who are 55, 60 and older, they have a lot of life experience and a lot of skills built up over a lifetime to share. But maybe they're like me and they're a bit of an introvert, like a fake extrovert, and they don't really like spending the energy it takes to go and pick a place to volunteer at. And that's where we can come in. We've built all these relationships with places to volunteer, and we can match your skills and interests with a location that we think is going to be a really good match for you. And then we also, we review that with you from time to time to make sure it stays a good match. And if it's not, we'll find you something else.
Yeah, the best part of volunteering, and I would tell my volunteers this with the Boy Scouts, is you can quit at any time. You know, you're not bound by a contract or anything like that. So if you don't enjoy it as a volunteer, you can step away.
Ah, but your places where you're volunteering really love it when you stay.
Yes.
And so we try and make it a good experience so that you want to stay.
The best volunteers are the ones that want to be there, or the ones that beat the professionals in just opening up the building, maybe. But what are some benefits? I know you have a wide range. You come over from Story City. That's kind of where the headquarters are. What about like a mileage reimbursement or anything like that? Is there something that the volunteers get back if they volunteer through RSVP?
You know, I was thinking about what I refer to as the economics of volunteering. And I was doing a little research online, you know, me and Mr. AI, and we discovered that there's actually been some research done about the economic benefit to the person, to the individual volunteering, to the place where they're volunteering, and then to the community at large. And so, for instance, you know, we had, I think it was 4,000 volunteer hours last year, or 2 years ago, in our four-county area. And the economic impact for the state of Iowa is over $8 million in money that was able to be spent in other ways within the community because these volunteers were providing their gifts and skills. And so it's just a really great way for you know, people to give back and have an economic impact on the state, on the community.
Yeah. And so, okay, I know that when I was with the Boy Scouts, we definitely, you know, we'd look at different things like how much, like you were saying, how much money was able to kind of be saved for our council or our district just by having volunteers kind of run it. What's kind of the benefit do you see? I mean, the community obviously benefits big time just based off of what you're giving back, whether it's with the Youth Sports League or with it's the Pen Pal program with the school district. But there are other benefits with the community?
Yeah, so public benefits to society just include, you know, like less social isolation for seniors, the continuance of gifts and skills that have been developed over that lifetime. They don't just, like, fall off a cliff and you just don't quit using them. You're able to continue using all of those in a way that's maybe more fun than it was when you were working in your professional life. And then, you know, there's physical and cognitive benefits to the individual volunteering and to the people that they volunteer with. You know, social isolation can be a really big thing, and it's easy to kind of stay home and, you know, just be. But getting out and volunteering makes you move. It gets your mind involved. It can have a positive impact on your emotional well-being. And so it's just really a great way to help you be a better person, even in your older age.
Sherry, where's the best place to go if you're retired or a senior looking to volunteer through RSVP?
Come to me. You come talk to me. My office is actually in the Iowa State Extension office here in Marshalltown. So you just knock on that door, come on in, and say you want to talk to me. And if I'm not there, they know how to get a hold of me.
All right. Well, Sherry, I appreciate you stopping by and just let us know a little bit about the economics of volunteering today. So thank you.
Thank you.